Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Hey, I am loving what's going on with writing for the Buckskin Courier-Times and Doylestown Intelligencer. Just got an email from the chief guy there. They put a promo of it on the front page today. So get the paper. We have to get that and... I'm still unhappy with the headshot, though. Dan, you made the point. All right, the gray shirt, maybe I have to get the forest green, but I think I sent you, or I sent the guy there. I'm going to send it to him again. The all-time best shot I have is that one on Jersey Man magazine that I have on the wall. That's good.
Isn't that like 30 years old?
No, it is not. It's only the last year or two.
Okay.
But they did a great job. You know, they take away some of the kinks there. They fill out the hair, fluff it even more.
So it's photoshopped
a little bit. They take the complexion a little bit better. You just can't put any shot. How would you
it's
like
the
it
one with where you're wearing the suit and there's a
open shirt?
Yeah, the city behind you.
Yes, yes. I think that is the best shot. So we may have to change the headshot. But
that's a really good shot.
But in the voting, A won. I'm not happy with A. I would have gone with B.
Why were you in Jersey Man magazine when you live in Philly?
I taught in Jersey. I had connection. I know the guy and all that. And that's the best piece ever written about me. I love what they did. The photo shoot was great. I've had that done before. Never happened. These guys were tremendous. So I think we'll send that to him. Well, we kind of rushed this today.
You need to get permission from Jersey Man.
Yes.
Don't they own your likeness?
I don't know about that. That likeness. I like that likeness. I may have to pay them. That's the one that I wish were reality every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best you're going to get. So you want the best. You need a little bit of artifice. You just can't put out there how you look every day. Nobody could match that.
I mean, you'd scare a lot of readers away.
I'm not saying it would scare them, but, you know, no one can match your very best. Think about it. First time you dated Macy, I'm sure that was your very best.
No, probably one of my worst.
Oh, my God. All right.
That first date to Applebee's.
Oh, that's right. Breath of fresh air I'm getting, too. Breath of fresh air blowing in there to Bucks in Montgomery County with this. Now, I'm thrilled with this. I'm willing to go out there on a tour, do whatever they want.
I have to get a bigger studio for your growing head.
Yes, I want to do something in I'm in Doylestown tomorrow. Full report. I should be welcomed by... I'm told that in Doylestown, they're poised, and they're a little bit behind the curve, they're poised to ban plastic straws, and they have a big climate change protest this Sunday, the Lord's Day. Well, it's religion there. You know, we've never fleshed out. What would you say is the... And I'm coming to your calls on the kid in the wrestling. That's right. Big climate all this weekend. What is the dress of the PhD moms? Is it like Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law? That woman has just different sweaters, and underneath she has like this generic, you can't tell anything, black... outfit that she wears every time. I've never seen her with anything
different. Elizabeth Warren cardigan, horn-rimmed glasses, and a short haircut.
Yeah, the haircut is a definite. Is it Birkenstocks in there anywhere? Are they wearing that?
Probably Crocs now. Birkenstocks are kind of outdated.
Crocs. I thought they were outdated. Okay. It's the hair. You got to start with the hair with the Elizabeth Warren. You heard Corey Lewandowski on with me today say that, by the way, we're going to replay some of that at 11:30. It was incredible. If you missed some of it, Lewandowski saying Elizabeth Warren's going to be the nominee, maybe Bernie. And I think he's as good as it gets what they're thinking in Trump world, and that's what I'm thinking. So are we going to see women turning themselves out of admiration, adopting some of the things that Elizabeth Warren is known for? All righty, 855-839-1210, you can get in. Let me go to Dave. He is in Trenton on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, well, I just love that our Governor Murphy is over there in India. Is he bringing these companies back to create jobs in Trenton? Like, because Trenton is, like,
yeah,
it's embarrassing. You know, Trenton makes take the world takes. Well, Trenton don't make no more.
Yeah,
I don't take anything.
All right, I understand going to some countries, but yeah, India is a curious choice, is it not, for jobs and trade in Jersey?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a photo op. That's all he does is photo op.
Yeah.
Well,
his attorney general is the real enforcer here, Dave, taking a simple dispute like this and making it into a national spectacle.
Yeah. Hey, the kid cut his hair off. Big deal. You know?
Yeah, well,
doesn't bother me one bit. The kid cut his hair off. I give the kid 100% credit.
I did, too, for taking one for the team. I agree with you.
Yeah, get your hair cut off.
What's your film, Dave?
Probably Dirty Harry.
Which line?
You got to ask me one question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yeah, that's the line. The one that they have on here, I'm looking at the line that's often taken from that is not, no, it's not that. It's the other line. I like that line better than the others in there. That's Eastwood at his very best. Yeah, Clint Eastwood line works. Here's Dan, I don't know if you've ever seen this film, just for the line alone, Cool Hand Luke. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. You run once, you're going to get one set of chains. You run twice, you're going to get another set of chains. You ain't going to run a third time.
Your impressions are beautiful, but I've never seen the movie.
Oh, no, I'm pretty close. That's a pretty good impression of the guy, the man with no eyes.
Doesn't compare to your great, fantastic, no sarcasm intended. Right. Marlon Brando impression from Godfather.
Oh, from The Godfather. I don't know. Remember doing that. Yeah.
you've done it a couple times.
Oh, have
it's
I?
Pretty,
okay.
Pretty bad.
Okay, it's pretty bad. I like Brando and On the Waterfront. Nah, Charlie, it was you. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum.
All your impressions,
which is what I am. No, that's a pretty good Brando from there. Nah, Charlie, it was you. I'll tell them, kid, I couldn't find you. That was a little different. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line here with Dom. Hit us with that movie line, too, your favorite movie line of all time. And whether you're in New Jersey or not, this is a classic. This made a lot of news for a reason. Here you had the PC cops coming down on this guy, Maloney. I don't know Maloney. Don't know what he's like. He may have said some unfortunate thing in the past with another referee. But to claim this was all just based on race, implicit bias, is the watchword of the day. Now, all these people that referee or have anything to do with high school sports, they must undergo sensitivity training and implicit bias. And this guy is banned for 2 years. I think effectively saying, don't hire this guy. Don't have him as a referee. Don't bring him in. You'll be sorry if you did. Ridiculous. Ridiculous overkill. Now, we have something that's breaking in the news that is apropos of this and the way that it's being treated. I don't know. You may not have seen this today. During the show, I've seen the third iteration of this now. Justin Trudeau. Now we have a third brown face. This is even darker. And he has an afro on in this one. A third time that he's done this. And he wasn't a kid. He was an adult. He was a teacher of various sorts doing this at school. Now, most people, you know a little bit about Justin Trudeau, right? You know about smug. You know about how politically correct he is, how people on the left love it that he looks down on President Trump. Why couldn't we have a leader like this? So last night, I'm watching CNN. And their take was how refreshing it was that Justin Trudeau apologized immediately for this. That was the takeaway, rather than, oh, we're horrified. Look at this. Now we have the third. This guy has even said, yeah, maybe I like to be in costume a little bit too much. Wow. But this guy looks good. He's a handsome man. He's the son of Pierre Trudeau. He's a lefty. Canada, it always shocks me why Canada, I just think of Brawlers and Molson and Cold and all that. Why are they so left? Why are Canadians so socialistic? What
this,
is it?
This whole thing really angers me because it's a microcosm of the left's hypocrisy when it comes to things like this. We can, well, right. Trudeau's not, nothing's going to happen, Trudeau. I'll be surprised. I'll I'll take up something. I'll do a dare on air or something if he gets fired or if they ask him to resign. Because he's a lefty, and that's just what happens over and over and over again. I guess going forward, point to this. When people say there's no left hypocrisy, say, look at Trudeau. He wore blackface three times.
Yeah, it's three times now. Aladdin once, and he wasn't a kid. He didn't do this when he was a kid.
A conservative does it once, and they get fired. Right. Or they have to resign. Or you look at the Virginia governor.
Right, and this was not 30 years ago or whatever. It's of recent vintage when everybody knew this is something you can't do. Let me give you Dom's annual caution, and that is watch it with Halloween. Halloween is something... How could this guy, raised by a politician, Pierre Trudeau, who was the far left, how could he think it's okay to do this? And he says he knows it's not okay. I've apologized for it. Now let's move on. Don Lemon, last night on CNN, says, well, isn't it refreshing to all of his guests that Trudeau apologized immediately? Maybe President Trump should try that. No, based on all this, this guy's got to go. This guy cannot be the president or the whatever it is in Canada. He can't head the country.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.